Less than 6% of middle income customers have sufficient emergency savings on hand, says the First National Bank. Joining me on the line is the CEO of Retail Money Management at FNB, Dorrit Juster. Dorrit, a very good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thank you.
It's scary, isn't it? Middle income customers, you would imagine, have sort of enough disposable income that they can set aside and save for 3 months of your salary, 5-6 months of your salary, some people often suggest. But you're finding that it's only less than 6% have enough saved to be available on hand for them.
Exactly right. So if you actually look at the numbers closer, we found that 80% either have no savings or less than a week's worth of income saved. So, I mean, really, really critical thing for us to get right and to start helping clients to turn this tide. If we think about, I mean, COVID, although we say it's a 1 in 150-year event, I mean, that has really shown why something like an emergency savings pool can help with our financial resilience. So, I mean, also now as our economy is recovering, if there's any drop in income or if there's any unexpected expense that, you know, in day-to-day life, these clients need to finance, they can struggle to do it. So we're really hopeful and focused on, you know, how can we help these clients start turning it around, because it is so critical.
So how do you help them, Dorrit?
So I think there's a few basic things. So interestingly enough, about 18 months ago, we did a study on, you know, the understanding of people or people's understanding of basic financial terms. Like if you think about compound interest, I mean, such a simple concept, but that actually helps you save small amounts over a long period of time to build up your wealth or start building up bigger investment pools. So in the middle income market specifically, only 2 in 5 people really understand the impact of compound interest. So I think when we need to start, I think there's some basic general rules where, firstly, small amounts count. So even if it's $100 here, it's $200 here, save that because it adds up over time. Then another thing is, you know, maybe a simple thing but very powerful is automate your savings. You know, as soon as you get your salary, put that money away. If you put a debit order or automated payment into a savings account, you save without even seeing it. So that's some general rules. And I think also if you want to do more and you start looking at your finances, what we also found is even our clients with the same amount of income. So if we say, okay, clients earning about 20,000 income, but some of them saving, 3 months worth of income versus others that are not, those that are not tend to spend more on unsecured credit, like retail loans, credit cards, etc. So a good tip there is go and look at what you owe. And if you consolidate that, I mean, you can easily save on monthly fees, which you can use either to start saving or even paying off your debt quicker. So some of those basic things, I think, very powerful over the long term if you start implementing it.
What are you finding to be the reasons as to why customers and South Africans are not doing more of that? Because, and granted, not enough of us know about the value and benefit of compound interest, right? And when you're looking for money now, the last thing you're going to be thinking about is a benefit that you might draw from it, I don't know, in 5-10 years' time from now. But what are some of the more common reasons why people are not doing what they should, which is to save?
So I think it's actually interesting. You know, lots of us are in this mindset of spend now and save later. And, you know, I'll sort out my money tomorrow, or, you know, I'll get to it later. And that never happens. You know, it's similar to diet. You know, next Monday, but next Monday, then it becomes next Monday. So I think if we try to save almost what's left of our income, you know, that's really very difficult. So you need to say when your salary comes in, you know, save first and then you work and live off the rest. So very, very difficult in the start, but if you can discipline yourself, I think that's a major thing. Also some other benefits. I mean, we spoke about the debt piece now, which, you know, the day-to-day choices we make and how we finance some of our expenses, you know, what actually we spend on is very important. So we also find that clients who tend to spend less spend more on discretionary items like, you know, holidays, restaurants, even liquor. So it's all those, you know, small choices we make that actually adds up. And that's really what we're urging, you know, this middle income market to start looking at. And, you know, also how we can assist things like loyalty programs, which might sound, you know, that it doesn't relate to money management. If you can use your loyalty programs, like, you know, in F&B, we've got e-bucks, but there's lots of other loyalty programs out there. How can you start using those points to pay for, you know, your essentials like groceries, like personal home care, fuel, etc., and then use the extra money you've got to actually start saving it? So I think small things with which we can hustle to actually start turning the tide.
How much should we be saving, Dorit?
So, I mean, you also mentioned like 3 months is the ideal, but I think for a lot of us, you know, it can almost feel like this mammoth Kilimanjaro that we need to climb. So I would say, I mean, ideally start targeting 1 month savings. I mean, even if you if that sounds too much and you just want to target half a month, the big thing is to get started. And then put that as your first goal, and then you'll see as you get momentum that 3 months actually start not to look that big anymore.
I've just done a quick survey in our team, and Janice, who's our producer, is the only team member who has 6 months of their salary saved up.
So well done for hopefully chat this morning out.
Exactly. The other reality is if you are not, as you said, I mean, you use Mount Kilimanjaro, it sounds like you are climbing it when you are trying to save for that amount. Even if all you can save is 50 Rand, 100 Rand, 10,000 Rand, it doesn't matter what the amount is, save it and put it away, because if there's anything that is for sure, is that you will need it in the future.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I mean, you know, we speak about unexpected expense, like when a car needs new tires, or when the geyser bursts, or when a family member has unexpected medical expenses. I mean, these are things lots of us face every day. So it's not like, you know, we can get away from it. And if you've got that little bit of financial buffer or fat that you build in, you're just so much more in a better position to weather the storm. So absolutely, even if it's small amounts, you know, the big thing is get started, and then you'll see, you'll make quick progress. And it's actually not that big a deal once you get that momentum built up.
My grandmother gave me the best advice. I've never implemented it, but as an idea, it works. She always used to say, whatever your salary increase is, save that, because you are used to living on 20 Rand. So if you are given now 25 Rand, take that 5 Rand and save it and continue living on that 20 Rand. But what we do almost automatically, we get 25 Rand's worth of expenses in our lives, don't we, the minute we get a salary increase.
Exactly. Now, your grandmother was a very wise woman. And the thing is, if you can do that and also like save it, almost like I call it automatically, you know, through technology, put an automated transfer to your savings account, you save it without having to discipline yourself every month. So in that way, it becomes second nature. So at the end of the year, you look at that balance and you're like, wow, I actually managed to save this without feeling it. So, you know, we also need to be clever how to trick ourselves, in a sense, to start saving, because it's not something that comes natural. But once we start doing it, it does become that second nature. So, yeah, the nice things that we can do, or easy things we can do to actually make a big difference.
Sage advice. Thank you very much, Dorit Uster is the CEO of Retail Money Management at F&B, with some very clever ways of how you can really put some savings aside. I love the idea of automating it. So literally, like you run debit orders against your salary on a regular basis, include an amount that it goes into savings as one of those debit orders that automatically goes through. Thank you very much indeed to Dorit.
Rise and shine.
It's a new day. It's early breakfast with Africa Milani.